condition is that he trusts in God and clean house. What's that mean? Do the steps. Okay? Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When you look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hand were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. There are promises in this book about life getting better. Okay? Sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. But overall, it does. You know, if you watch the stock market for the last 50 years, it goes like this. Okay? And you go, did you see that big dip? Jesus, I lost $5,000 in that. And you go, yeah, but from here to here, how much do you make? Okay? And life is not a straight line. So we start here and we go there. And if you look at it in the long term, life gets better over time, okay? And we grow over time, and our perception changes over time, and that's one of the reasons why life gets better. Assuming we are spiritually fit, we can do all sorts of things alcoholics are not supposed to do. People have said we must not go where liquor is served, we must not have it in our homes, we must shun friends who drink, we must avoid moving pictures, shows drinking scenes. We must not go into bars. Our friends must hide their bottles. We mustn't think or be reminded about alcohol at all. Our experience shows us that this is not necessarily so. We meet these conditions every day. So our rule is not to avoid a place where there is drinking if we have a legitimate reason for being there. I have new people who say, I don't want to go to this party because they're all going to be drinking. And, you know, a lot of these guys are really knocking back lots of shots and stuff. And I used to do that with them. And I'm a little shaky about going over there. Here's the advice. Do not think of what you will get out of the occasion. Think of what you can bring to it. All right? So when I go to parties, this is really a good thing to do at parties. Try and bring something to it. And I'm not talking about carrying flowers. I'm talking about try and make it a more joyous occasion by your presence. Okay? And you go, I just don't know how to do that. Sure you do. Just go in there and be happy, joyous, and free. And bring your joy to the event. Your job now is to be at the place where you may be of maximum helpfulness to others, so never hesitate to go anywhere. If you can be helpful, you should not hesitate to visit the most sordid spot on earth on such an errand. Keep on the firing line of life and these motives. With these motives, and God will keep you unharmed. I've gone and 12-step people in the dingiest bars in Denver. I went in and pulled a Hell's Angel out of us. This knocked-down, drag-out bar where they were all coked up in there and all screwed up and everybody's fighting. And I got this call to go 12-step. This guy was this little Hell's Angel. So I go, okay. And then I called around to see if I get somebody to go with me, right? And I couldn't find anybody to go, so I went, screw it, I'll go down there. And my wife's looking at me and going, are you nuts? And I went, no, I'm protected. And this little biker had gotten drunk and fallen off a three-story building not too long before that, and he had broken his leg and it never healed right. And he had some kind of a growth on the bone, so he limped a lot. And I walked in the bar. His name was Iron Mike. And I walked in this bar, and here's Iron Mike's in there, and I said, come on, Mike, we're going to York Street. And he said, I changed my mind, I don't want to go. And I said, bullshit. You either go out the door, or I'm going to kick you so hard in that leg, I'm going to break it again. And he said, oh, okay. And I don't know why I told him that, because I wouldn't have, I don't think. And so we went to York Street and got a bunch of coffee in him, and he started changing around, and I don't know whatever happened to him. But the point is that you can go anywhere. If you are on this kind of errand, you don't have to be afraid. Now, you can't be stupid, but you can't be afraid, okay? People ask me, well, I get locked in a room full of inmates 3 nights a week, and they go, how do you do that? Safest place on the block, okay? So, you know what? I'm safe when I'm there for a good reason, and that's the point. After all, our problems were of our own making. Bottles were only a symbol. Besides, we've stopped fighting anybody or anything. We have to. All right. Do you have any questions about the 12-step? Then take a break, and we'll come back. And then if you have anything specifically, I'm happy to talk with you about, so take like 15 minutes. And then come back, and if you have any questions, ask me. Okay. First of all, I want to thank David and anybody else that was interested or that was involved in asking me to come here. I appreciate being here. I appreciate meeting you. I appreciate your interest. I'm delighted that I have had the opportunity to meet you all. And I really wish you the best of luck in doing this, and I really want you to understand that if you engage in this process, if you engage in it as it's written, that there is enormous power in that. And there's not only enormous power for you, there's enormous power that other people will get as a result. And the book talks about watching the fellowship grow up around us. And the best way to do that is to go out and start carrying this message. And if you feel unsure of yourself about carrying the message, just make sure that that you know what you did, okay? And what you did was what it said to do. And then just get in there and do what you did and read what it says and ask them to do precisely that. There's no mystery in this. This isn't rocket science. This is just about following directions, which we as alcoholics have a horrible time doing. We just don't follow directions easily. So before anything else happens, I truly want to thank you for allowing me to be here and for being so helpful and treating me as well as you have. This has been fun, a little tiring, but fun. Okay? And so thank you so much for doing that. Do you have any other questions of me before I go? You have any?
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about this process being a term I heard you use before, is it being inexorable?
Oh, okay. This is about polarizing. Well, you get a whole lot of people in Alcoholics Anonymous and people who don't want to do this or are afraid to follow the directions will teach other people to be afraid of following the directions. And as a consequence, you get a lot of people around Alcoholics Anonymous that wouldn't know recovery if it fell on them. And it's just, you know, that's the truth. So the term inexorable has to do with the truth. Now, most of the people, I believe, and I give the benefit of the doubt, most people who come into Alcoholics Anonymous want their life to change, or they would have never come through the door. You know, it's a big step to come in here. It's a big step down to come into here, frankly. I mean, when you finally have to admit that you've got a real problem you don't know how to handle it. So one of two things, one of several things can happen to you when you come into Alcoholics Anonymous. One of them is that somebody will come up and give you some kind of inane bullshit about what Alcoholics Anonymous is or what they can do for you or what you ought to think or whatever it is. Or someone can come up and say, we have a solution, and if you're interested, here's what it is. When you go out to carry this message, if you are clear, precise, and unafraid, the message you have to carry, and you need to know this. We have people in our group that go out and do missionary work in AA. We go to groups that don't have a solution. So we put people in them and have them carry the message, piss everybody off. Okay? So what? So there are going to be people in there that have been sitting there all along going, how come I never heard this before? Okay, so we go out. I go to a group in Denver, in Englewood, that, not my home group, another one. And I go in there and I just tell them what my experience is and what the big book says. And that's the way you carry the message, okay? They can't argue with it. As offensive as it may be, it's pretty inoffensive. So that's what you do, and you just sit there and keep repeating the message over and over again, and I guarantee you, and it may take a year, somebody will start responding. It's just going to happen. Don't let them drive you out. Just go in there and carry the message and be clear. We have a solution to show others precisely how we have recovered. It's the main purpose of this book. I have recovered from alcoholism and I know how to do it. I can show you how to do it if you'd like. So if there's anyone in this room that needs help in recovery, come and talk to me. Okay? And they'll ignore you. Well, they will. And then all of a sudden, somebody will sort of sidle up to you and go, what was that you were talking about? And you go, I'm talking about the truth of recovery. And they'll say, well, I'm having a real problem. And you go, yeah, I can see that. And they'll say, well, I need some help. And you go, what kind of help? And just let them work at it. Okay? Make sure they're in earnest. And they'll go, no, I think I need to do what you did. You go, I think you do too. Okay? And then make them ask you. Make them ask you. Just find out that they're in earnest about this stuff. And then you work with one person, and then you got two people in that group that know the truth. And then it becomes a multiplier, okay? You know what inexorable means? It means you can't stop it. So you get the truth going in there. And this happened in my home group at Happy Way. You get the truth going in there, and then you get four or five people who have done the steps, and then there is no tomorrow for those people who don't want to do it. And then the peer pressure in that AA group will be to do it. Now, people can't come into the Happy Way group in Englewood without doing the work. They'll be in there one or two meetings and they'll leave if they aren't going to do that. And we have a reputation for doing that. So people will come to our group. They'll get recommended to our group. Well, you probably have to go over there. You know, you're a really bad drunk like you. You may have to go hang out with those folks. You know, they said there's a spiritual Nazis over there, right? Those are the book thumpers. Those are the dogmatic version of AA. I don't care. Good. There's a place for everyone, I suppose. So, is it inexorable? Yeah. The truth is that that if you're carrying the truth over time, it will wipe out all the rest of this stuff. And the worst thing that will happen is that you drive all these people who don't want to do this into the corners. And they'll hide in there, and they'll be afraid that you're going to come and find them. But over time, the truth will always win out. And this business about the glue that binds us truly is the common solution, the answer, the 12 steps, how to do them. That truly will win. And if you don't believe it, and it may take years. You know, I've been a member of the Happy Way group for probably 20 years anyway. And it went from no answer to an answer. And that wasn't just me, that was a bunch of people. And now you just can't come in there unless you want to do it and stay and see people really love you there. And it's not about you better get your ass into work today and we're going to kick your ass till you do it. That's not what it's about. It's about you have alcoholism. If you do, look, here's the solution. We don't want to watch you die. You want to engage in this or you want to run off somewhere? If you want help, we'll help you. If you don't want help, we all understand. We just don't want you to die from this disease. And that's truth with compassion. Truth without compassion is abuse. So that's what inexorable is. You have a clear, precise, unafraid message. And you put it out there in front of you. And don't be discouraged. Don't be disillusioned. Because it doesn't happen today. If we have people in Denver who will go into meetings on what they call strafing missions. And they'll go in there and they'll go, you're all full of shit and you don't deserve to be called an AA meeting. Okay? And all they do is they just irritate the pants off of everybody in the meeting. And then they don't come back for a while. And they'll come back in and they'll go on their little strafing mission and they'll go, gee, they were great, that's how I got in there anymore. Okay? You want to make a difference in a group? Show up there every time. You can't go in there, tell them the truth and leave because they won't believe you. If you want to make a difference in a group, hang out there. I go to two meetings. I love to go to my home group because it truly is going to the well for me. And I need a place to go to the well. I haven't been sober so long that I don't need to go to the well. But I go to this other meeting because for the most part, even though they don't want to hear the message, there's somebody in there that does. And so I just go in there and say it over and over again and they just keep going, here he comes again. And, you know, and after a while they kind of grudgingly like you. I had my 31st birthday in that meeting. I mean, it was one of the meetings I went to. And, you know, people without a solution, they'll kind of look at you and they go, how'd he do that? We don't have anybody like that. How'd he do that? And then they'll come to you at some point. I mean, if they get desperate enough. So carry a clear message. The people in this room, just the people in this room, just those of you who are here, can virtually change the nature of this whole AA community by just doing what I just described. And over time, you can have the fellowship that you desire. Here, you can watch it grow up around you. And one day you can be sitting here and everybody around you is going to be talking about steps. Everybody around you is going to be talking about steps. And they're going to talk about recovery and they're going to talk about how their life changed and they're talking about how they met their potential and they're going to be talking about all the great things that have happened in their life and it'll be a direct result of you standing up for what you believe and having the courage of your convictions and standing in the face of all that BS that other people are going to tell you and want you to get out of there and get out of their face and get out of their AA community and all the rest of that. And one day you can be standing here in the whole AA community
doing what you're doing. And then you will have the fellowship that you crave. Guaranteed. Thanks a lot.
Sure.